Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Blog Talk Radio Land, honey. Okay, that I'm sitting up here rocking, babies. Yes, hello, babies. Hello, it's another glorious Wednesday. And you know what time it is, so honey, get your crumpets together because it's time to dish tea, and you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meats. Hey, babies, what's going on out there? I'm a little winded, honey. I was up here shaking and gyrating and carrying on, honey, because I was turning it up. Oh, thank you all for your love and your support, honey. This is a fabulous day for me, child, because my guest on the show, child, this is going to, baby, we're finna get real, honey. We're finna get real. But we're going to get real cute. Y'all know how we do, honey. We give it to you, honey, you know, fabulously and fierce and not shady and cynical, because you know how we dish tea over here. So that there is going to be our goal. As always, honey, the tea room is open, so if you want to chat or whatever, please chat responsibly over there. Remember, this is the written word, and a lot of times we tend to put our own slant on how we think somebody says is saying something. So just remember, honey, dish your tea over there responsibly. That's all that I ask, okay? If you're tuning in by computer and would like to join in on the conversation or would like to have questions, comments, or concerns, please call in at 347-205-9183. 347-205-9183. Now, let me put my disclaimer right here. For those of you who are listening at work or whatever, please note that this show is for mature audiences, and the language and subject matters may not be appropriate and are not appropriate for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matter. So your listening discretion is advised. Again, your listening discretion is advised. Now, I'm saying that because y'all know I have a potty mouth. I make no excuses for it. And if you're at work or whatever, I want you, you ain't going to be calling me. Okay, telling me that it's my fault that y'all got a demerit, a write-up, or whatever. If you're at work, honey, just know to put the volume on, a comfortable level for yourself, or put your headphones on or something. Just be mindful, honey. Y'all know I'm going to come out of a bag. Now, which one, I don't know. But just know that I'm coming out of a bag. So just consider yourselves warned. Oh. Okay, yeah, I haven't felt this giddy in a little piece of a minute, honey. But today's show, let me just brief you on what today's show is. This edition of Dishing Tea, we're going to focus on women who are a part of the foundation fabric of what hip-hop is today. Now, we know them as Sweet Lil D, Lil P, and Terrible T, honey. But collectively, they were known as Oaktown 357. So today, we're going to get all off into them and carry it on, find out what happened, what didn't happen, what should have happened, what could have happened. You know, we're going to get into their world as they know it, and then we're going to move further along and find out what's to come and what's this, that, and the other. Now, before I bring them in, let me say hello and thank you to those who helped make this possible, and they are the sponsors. Okay, first off, I'm going to say thank you and hello to Trade Day Management and PR Firm. At Trade Day, enjoy a touch of Southern hospitality with a universal appeal for all of your public relations and entertainment management needs. Contact Travion Davenport at 678-523-3088. Again, 678-523-3088, or email at tradeaypr@gmail.com. Trade Day, T-R-E-A-Y, excuse me, T-R-E-A-D-A-Y-P-R at gmail.com. Trade Day. Pharaoh's Treasure Box, fine art, unique jewelry, and sensational 3D silk floral arrangements, creations by Tabs. For all of your decorative needs, contact Pharaoh's Treasure Box at 248-688-5178 or 79, or you can email at pharaohstreasurebox@comcast.net, pharaohstreasurebox@comcast.net. Parisian Wine Productions, music to lighten your spirits and lift your soul, specializing in gospel and inspirational house dance music for all of your Christian setting needs and for you to put on your Christian holiday parties. Contact Paris Hairston, he's the CEO, at 347-406-7734, 347-406-7734, or email at paris42268@yahoo.com. Ferris, 42268, at yahoo.com. Life Fellowship of Christ Ministries. Live in freedom everywhere, L-I-F-E. Reverend James Coleman is the leader and founder of this ecumenical social justice ministries brought forth to free the oppressed and producing a fresh approach to the Christ consciousness. Contact Reverend Coleman at 313-833-9278, 313-833-9278, or email at mustardcole@yahoo.com, mustardcole@yahoo.com. Ichim Vidal Couture. Enjoy high fashion with a luxurious twist. Step into the future with fresh, innovative couture fashions by Ms. Michi DeVale. For more information, contact Michi at 313-996-9807, 313-996-9807, or join on Facebook at facebook.com/ Michi DeVale, MichieDeVale, Michi DeVale. Big Brothers Network, the BBN, a new online web magazine designed to show the world the class and style of the debonair man of size and his admirers. The first edition was launched this past Memorial Day weekend. For more information or to check out the latest edition, please go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. That's www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. The Caribbean Boys Enterprises. We cater, promote, entertain, and provide special events with a Caribbean swagger, island flavor on the mainland. Bam, bam. Mr. Silvano T. DeMarco is the CEO and founder of the CABC. For more information, please contact Silvano at CaribbeanBoysATL@yahoo.com, Caribbean Boys with the Z, ATL, at yahoo.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/ Silvano T. DeMarco. That's SylvanoTDMarco. Kissing After Dark is Atlanta's premier social events for those who are tired of the same old party scene. These premier events are across Atlanta, where the grown and sexy can become the seasoned and sophisticated. Hosting every Wednesday at the Banana Wind, they host their own Lesbian Wednesdays for the hottest bi-attractional lesbian bi-curious party in the ATL. The doors open at 8 o'clock and go until there's no cover. Drink specials start at $3 and you get big old bucket specials starting at 10. For more information, contact Kissing After Dark on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/ Kissing After Dark. That's KISSN After Dark. Swirl Films. The number one urban film production company specializing in all areas of film production, including directing, producing, script writing, budgeting and scheduling, production assembly, and post-production. For all of your information needs or for all of your film needs or taking a play to put it on video or DVD, contact Eric Thomasunas, Russ Parr, or Keith Neal at 910-798-2934. That's 910-798-2934. Or go to www.swirlfilms.com, www.swirlfilms.com. Now, we do have a couple of special announcements that's coming up for your Save the Dates. I'm going to get into those a little bit later on in the show because I want to start with getting our guests on and let's get them to tell their stories. We have anniversary dates more information and stuff coming up. Some of the sponsors are doing some big, big things. I want you to save the date for June 4th, 2011. Save the date for March 25th through the 28th. And also for this coming December 2nd. We have events coming up, and I'll get into those a little bit later, okay? So with that, now, all right. These girls, honey, have come on the scene. Baby, they came on to let us have it. When they socked it to us, baby, we did not know that women could do it the way that they did. And as I said earlier, they are part of the foundation fabric of what we know as hip-hop today. Without these girls, we would not have seen the likes of a J.J. Fad and all those other girl groups who came after them, and it would not have been as a competitive market that we know it the way that women had to take on the hip-hop world to get a voice. Now, without any further ado, I want you to say hello to Oaktown 357. We got Sweet LD, we got yes. Little P, and we got Terrible T. What's up, girl?
Hey.
What's up?
How y'all
What's
doing?
What's up?
It's Terrible T on the phone.
Yep.
Tabitha.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know me and you going to chat afterwards, girl. You better answer that phone when this show is over, sister. I love you. I want the world to know I love you. But I'm going to get you, girl.
We love you.
Yeah, check in to Facebook every once in a while, too.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Okay. I mean, you can't catch her. I'm surprised you pulled that out the woodwork, Big Meats. But a big up to you for doing that.
Baby, what I say is all God. It is all spirit. The infinite creator has his or his hand on everything that I do.
Amen. That's right.
So with all of this, you know, it came to pass because it came to pass, and God put the people in place. I have to give a shout out to one of my sponsors, Ms. Michi DeVale, honey. Michi did my footwork, you know, on this. So if we're going to take anybody to produce this show, it's going to be Michi's show. Okay.
Hey.
So I got to give Michi producer credits for this particular show because without Michi, it would not be where it is today. So I'm very grateful and I'm thankful, honey. When I got the first initial, bitch, we got 357, I said, what? Okay, so we got three. Now we got to go up to 5 and 7. I said, okay. So,
no, that's
actually,
right.
Let me just clarify. Let me just clarify because you had the 7. You had to get the 3 and the 5. See, because I'm the 7.
Okay,
so we all came together.
Now,
yeah.
Now you know 7 is that holy number, girl. That see, me and you already got that connection. But say, don't you go there. See, that's gonna be too deep for the kids. That's too deep for the kids. How you gonna go
I'm
there?
Telling you,
okay.
Amen, hallelujah. We ain't gonna go there. So just back
you
to the
telling
Tab, you know I love you. I love you, Tab. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love you
so
too,
now,
Tab.
Okay, love is everywhere. I love it.
Amen.
Now let's start here, and let's go with the foundation of everything. Let's start at the beginning so we can get folks up to snuff. Let's start with three girls, honey, from Oakland, California, wanting to do what? How did all this come about for you girls, and what was the initial oof?
LD, take that.
Okay, I'm going to go. It'll be me. This is Sweet LD. The way it started initially for me was that I met Hammer at a club, and it was just me and another friend of mine named Carla, and he invited us to be in a video. He didn't tell us a song. We didn't know what video was. We just figured we're going to be video vixens, the girls, we're going to be in the video. We just was, yeah, let's just do it. So it started from there. We went to having rehearsals. Once we started rehearsals, we did, like, local performances, and then we ended up meeting Phyllis, Lil P. We pulled her in, and so there were four dancers. It was four dancers. It was me, Lil P, Carla, and Ace. And then once Carla fell off, then we met Tabitha. And I think, Tab, we met you at the Palladium. I'm trying to remember, so y'all know y'all gonna help me with my memory. But
well,
that's how it
well,
came
actually,
that I met
yeah.
her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I thought that's what. So we met Tab, and then Tab came in, so that ended up solidifying the posse, as everybody ended up knowing, MC Hammer and the posse. So it was myself, Lil P, Tabitha, and Ace, and then Hammer decided he wanted to produce a female rap group. So he ended up hearing Lil P at one of the rehearsals real, real late one night playing around on the mic, and that just kind of solidified his idea to go ahead and do that, and he decided since he was not finding what he was really looking for in the girls that he was auditioning, that he would give us this opportunity. So that's how I remember it. So y'all can chime in if I missed anything, but I think that's how it all culminated into the fact that we were going to be actually this group, O-Town 357, and begin our careers as rappers and performers and dancers. So, yeah.
Right.
Hey,
oh, well,
I think
right.
you summed it up in a
Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Did I miss something?
Well, somewhat with Terrible T, you got it right. So,
oh, okay. Go on, break it in. There.
Yeah,
go on, tell us. Go on,
now,
look it up,
how please. I came about being with the Hammer whole phenomenal thing was I knew Lloyd, which was one of his bodyguards at the time from back in the day, and I actually seen Hammer at the Palladium, and I was doing a dance move, and he asked Lloyd, since we knew each other, tell me to come up to the studio because he wanted me to show him how to do that step. I didn't have no intentions of being part of the group. Carla was actually still there at the time and wasn't auditioning, wasn't trying, and he was just like, you kind of fit, you know, won't you just hang out? I love to dance, so that was my shot. And we just happened to just all click together. Carla, unfortunately, ended up leaving, and it was a done deal. It was a 3-5-7, and you can't knock that. Lil
right.
P was the little one. I was the medium one. LD was the taller one, so all the numbers fell right into place. And
right.
we've just been, you know, friends ever since, no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this infamous name, Oaktown 357. Now, according to my research, that the name was supposed to have been representative of Oakland, California, because your girls were from Oakland. And the 357 was giving homage to the Magnum 357, being, you know, it was a weapon. You know, you were coming out to assassinate. You were coming out to take no prisoners. You were hard-nosed, hard-snubbed. You know, if I shoot this bullet, baby, it's going to make an impact. So, you know, how was that for you guys to live up to this name, and then what became the image of Oaktown 357?
Go, Tab.
Well, I think it was very easy because the 357, like you said, it was the Magnum as far as the weapon, but we were looking at it in the sense that we were very strong dancers. That was our background. Our personalities, our performance. We just wanted to hit them hard, hit them quick, and that's what the Magnum did. It hit you. You might not get back up from it, and that's what we did. And we had that personality where we weren't hard in a sense, but we had that nice appeal with the look and being sexy at the same time. It was just a combination.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Now, here we go. Here we go. Being sexy. Now, at the time that we knew hip-hop, and I'm saying this because I'm not a hip-hop head, you know. I'm not. Okay, but what I know of hip-hop is what I came up with. There was you girls, honey, you know, all that we know within Iowa when we were young and we were doing our thing. See, that was when it was fun, before it became gangster, before it became bitch better have my money, before it became swapping credit cards and girls' booties in the video.
Ooh.
You know, before it became to all of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, when you girls were out there and your fashions were sickening, you know, sickening. Okay.
Those were comfortable clothes.
They were comfortable clothing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it allowed
what
for a lot of
that?
Movement. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, right, because you girls were dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we overall just wanted to make people dance and for them to have
right.
a good time when they listen to one of our songs.
Right.
And we wanted
right.
them to know, we wanted ladies in particular to know that you didn't have to be boyish to be a rapper.
Right.
You could still be sexy,
right.
you could still be
exactly.
feminine.
Right.
So
did
we
that.
Thought I mean
did
I think
that.
I think we accomplished that.
I think
yeah.
we did.
Well,
I think it was faithfully done.
Better.
Yeah, we sweated off makeup. I mean, we worked hard. So it was I think, like Tab said before, it was a package. The whole thing was, it was a package. The intent was for it to be a package. So you did have sex appeal. You did have the fact that we were feminine. But we also were able to deliver, you know, and our moves were powerful. So with all of that, you had an outfit that complemented all of those facets as well. So we did not come out looking like, you know, strippers per se. There was another functionality too,
or baggy jean boys, or we didn't come out with
baggy
jean boys.
We didn't do that either. So there was just it was a lot of thought that went into it. But for us to actually pull it off, I think was a major accomplishment because we enjoyed it as well. It wasn't like it was hard, like Tess said. We didn't have a hard time really coming out having to do that. Yeah, it wasn't difficult. But the outfits, we did put a lot of thought in it. We had a lot of people that played a part in bringing that together, which I think Tony Briggs was one. Who else was the other one? There was another guy. I can't think. I see his face.
Tony Briggs. Wow, that's
Tony
a name
was,
there.
Yeah, he helped us a lot with our outfits. And then there's another guy. I cannot think of his name. It'll probably come to me later. But there were a couple of people that came in and really Abraham was another one. I remember Abraham. Tony Briggs, and there's one more. I see he's dark-skinned, Tabitha. You know him. Dark-skinned with a mustache. But anyway, he helped as well with putting our looks together. And then me and Tab and Sylvie, we had our own ideas. You know what I'm saying? So we did what we could to input, you know.
Hammer threw his little piece in there, and also Lewis. But it was still up to us that, you know, hey, that's a little bit too much.
You have to watch men in this situation, because the hip-hop industry is male-dominated, and they see just tunnel vision. It's all about behinds and chest and TNA, there you go. It's about as much as you can see at one time, and they don't understand that even though we see where you're trying to go with this, we have another goal, which is we're going to be dancing. We're going to performing, so we can't have stuff popping out. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
We had to tone them down and bring them back about 1,000 and say, look, we're the artists. We're not, you know, the dancers in this situation. So we don't have to dress with less. You know what I'm saying? We can put a little bit more on and make this work.
Right.
So, yeah, we had to kind of help them out a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Well, dig that.
Yeah.
Now, you touched on something where I wanted to go, and that is, being that the industry itself is a male hierarchy, as women, you know, now we hear that you had to put your foot down and be assertive in your dress code, but what was it for the business side of it for you? Because, you know, all this is new, you know, and women still were, especially at that time, there was no such thing as, you know, a woman executive in the music industry being as fearless. As that, you know, to make decisions. Now, we got our old school divas, Patty and Shaka and all of those girls.
But you girls
were coming in a whole new genre. Y'all were building a new genre of music, and you were going into an area that were uncharted waters. What was that like for you?
Especially on the West Coast.
I think for the most part. To say it was hard, to say it was difficult would be an understatement. To say that we was like, you know, fighting in quicksand would be more like what it was like. It was very interesting, and I think I can say this for all three of us. We learned a lot. You know, we are who we are now because of what we experienced then. There is a way that you have to know yourself first in this industry, and then being yourself, you have to learn this industry and try to accommodate yourself in the industry, not vice versa. The industry should not become a part of you. You understand what I'm saying? You have to understand that as a way, it cannot be, because you will lose yourself.
You can't accommodate the industry. The industry
cannot
accommodate you.
It has to accommodate you, and you have to learn. In other words, like I said before, you have to know yourself well enough to make the industry accommodate you so you can stay empowered. If you don't have that, you do get lost, and people can take advantage of you, and they will. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They will do it. That's just human nature in this industry. Go ahead, Tap.
Right.
Yeah, because definitely if a lot that we learn now, we would have known then, probably be a lot further along.
Exactly.
Because we were very trusting, and that's what you want. You mean you want to trust the people that are around you, that they're going to make sure that things are taken care of for you, you know, so that you can do what you love, which is be an artist, to entertain, because that's the first thing that got you there, is because the love of the entertainment you have. And if you don't follow your things or make sure things happen, you can get lost. And that's that's the situation that we fell in. We were too trusting.
The loyalty was taken for granted. The loyalty was really taken for granted.
Really?
And that's where I'm sure Lil P can touch on, as far as, you know, she pulled away because she could see it. And at that time, me and DeWanna were not seeing what we should have foreseen, because we were just in love with the thought of, you know, who, you know, wouldn't be at a young age. You're traveling, you're seeing different cities and countries that, you know, things that you never thought would happen before in your life, and you're doing something you love. You know, Lil P loved the game just like we did, but, you know, she stepped away, and maybe if she could have knocked us in the head and said, hey, let's all step away. things would be a lot different.
It was a different fight, and that's what I feel me and Tab had a different mindset, and I think Phyllis is quick, and I've said that before.
It was
she is quick.
It was a difficult. It was a very difficult decision.
Yeah.
However, like they said, I foresaw that.
Mm-hmm.
It just
mm-hmm.
for me at the time, I just didn't see them really having my back.
Right.
I saw it
right.
at that moment. I didn't see them in my back, and I didn't see that they'd let me take this wherever we would have taken it,
mm-mm.
where we would have
yeah.
taken it.
Wow.
No.
Right.
No, that and she's
really?
Telling the
because
truth. I mean, that's what she's saying is true. Not have our back, and she saw that. But me and Tab on a different light, we're like, we're gonna fight this. We're gonna
yeah.
they're gonna have our back. We're gonna make them know, you know. But Phyllis is like, no, they change. It's about to get worse. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She could see that, and like Tab said, we was what do you call that? Hard headed. We was gonna make
right.
it work. That's
mm.
that we was gonna try to make this work.
Right.
Yeah, we gonna make this work, and so Phyllis was like, I'm out. Which was like,
okay,
hey, what are we supposed to do?
You know, like,
she's like, I'm out, and me and Chad's like, what is we gonna do? You know
right after our
right.
studio
yeah.
hall,
yeah.
I was like, right after
you
our
know,
studio hall, gotta go.
You got people around you saying, don't worry about it, just go work itself out,
just go work itself out, we just gonna
move forward. But you can't.
Yeah, and that's what we kept saying. We was like, we don't
need to be there.
And that's the thing. It's like when Phyllis left, we had to regroup, and the conversation was, okay, what are we going to do? What is we going to do? We was a little nervous. We shook up. You know, we going to stay. What is we going to do? And we got to, we were like, we're going to make this work. We can do it. We're going to buckle down. We're going to make this happen. And then here comes Hammer with two other girls. We was like, what is you doing? How are you going to do this and bring let's just have Phyllis back. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, I was sitting at home looking at the two other girls talking about, damn, I was a bad bitch because they had two people replacing me.
Two to replace one.
That is so funny because me and Tab was like, they can't do nothing. This is not going to work. That we said we did not want them girls. If you're going to have anybody, bring P back. That's what we said. Because them two, they're not going to do nothing. And you see that in last person,
wow.
past that first video. No, it was like cut to the chase. And we went to him after that first video and was like, dude, this ain't working. This is not working. We don't even want this. You know
this
what I'm saying?
Working.
So, yeah, but it was when we came into it, like Tabitha said, we were all young. And I'm going to say out of everybody, I was the oldest. Was I the oldest? No,
Hammer was older than me.
I'm gonna take that back. I think Ace was older. Ace is older than Hammer, so it was Ace, Hammer, and myself. We were the oldest out of everybody, and that's
right.
Lil P, MC. We were the oldest, and so for me, Tab, and Phyllis, I'm the oldest girl, you know, female. So for us, we were like, okay, we clustered together. We're the youngest, and we're young, but we want this to work. So what do we need to know?
Right.
Because we came in thinking that we were a team. That's how it was explained to us. We were a team. And so whatever was happening was going to be. It's going to be explained to us. We'll be involved, and you guys got
correct.
This,
all
this,
together,
that, and other.
Yeah.
We're going to all be lined up, and this we're going to put y'all here. This is what y'all going to be doing. And then you got Ace Juice over here, and then you got 2BigMC and all that. We got y'all all set up, and this is going to be ABCD. So whenever we asked questions, it was like, y'all don't need to know that. Oh, we took care of that. Don't y'all worry about that. Blah, blah, blah. So we're like, oh, okay. So then when other questions came up, and this is where Phyllis comes in, she's like, wait a minute. Hail to the north.
Yeah, this is where
I was tired.
Yeah. Because from day one, when they found me at the Army Base Crossroads Club, from day one, that's what I kept hearing. Oh, yeah, y'all going to be taken care of. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all good. Everybody will be lined up. Y'all going to get houses. Y'all going to get cars. Woo, 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 woo. And we're dancing our hearts out every night to three, four, five in the morning.
Yes. We washing our little spandex out in the sink, and we stabbed.
Don't say that.
We were.
Because we were just a big dream.
You know?
Baby, don't you hear me? So after that, after 357 started, and then I was still hearing that same old story, you're going to be this. I was like, we're not going to be nothing. I'm out.
Yeah.
Dig that.
You're not going to let us. They're not going to let us be who we could be.
They want women to have a voice.
That's true.
Because they can see that it pops faster than they expected. They was like, oh, wait a minute. They actually got a following. Wait a minute.
Say it again. Yeah. It happened faster than they thought. Even Phyllis saw it.
Right.
We took off so fast, and what I think everybody under, and this means everybody, Hammer and even his management team, everybody underestimated how people really saw us before we became O-Town 357. A lot of people liked Hammer's show because of us. So they were already
right.
watching us. They came to see Hammer because of the female dancer.
The
mm-hmm. And not to negate Ace, but it was the posse. It was everybody. That mm-hmm. whole show excited everybody. So it wasn't Hammer and that he was this fabulous dancer and he was this awesome rapper. He didn't carry that show by himself. He had his own individual talent.
Exactly.
But they were looking at the fact that he had this bomb show behind him. Those dancers
right.
are killing it.
Right.
So when
right.
he decided
exactly.
that he was going to
exactly.
put us out there, then people are like, oh, my God, you know, they're doing this. So the following kicked off like they didn't know and they did not know what to do. And immediately it was like, let's hurry up and shut them down. Because if they find
right.
out what's going
uh-huh.
on, let's hurry up and shut them down. They don't need to know what's going on. Oh, it was different.
Right.
So when we were in Virginia on some show,
and at the end of the show, we're on the tour bus, and I don't know how many guys just ran up to the bus with our
mm-hmm.
posters. We love you! They
mm-hmm.
weren't.
Yeah.
They didn't hold posters. They didn't have posters of Hammer. They had
right.
our posters.
Oh,
I mean,
individual
I
pictures
out
of
in
us.
The
get
crowd,
out of here.
And I could see girls that had the tees in the back. When I used to put the tees in the back of my head, they were like,
uh-huh,
hey,
yeah,
uh-huh,
see, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We loving y'all, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's why to this day that even though we're not there, people are still responding. People are saying, hey, where you guys at? We love you. We want
right.
you to come back out. And I feel blessed that, you know, that's still going on. Not to take anything away from Hammer. Yes, you gave us the opportunity and it should have been a lot better with both of us, but you also took it away.
Mm-hmm.
And we still
mm-hmm.
have people to say that love us. So obviously
mm-hmm.
there was something
exactly.
there that you just didn't want to see and want to acknowledge. So, yeah, if right now somebody came and said, hey, 357, I want y'all to do a reality show. I want y'all to do something, hear some tracks. We would gladly do it because it was something
right.
that we loved that was taken away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, now, you know, we're going to throw that out there. Yeah, yeah. Now, hold on, because see, that's going to be a yeah, yeah, yeah moment. That's a yeah, yeah, yeah moment. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Sookie, sookie now.
That's a yeah, yeah, yeah moment.
That's a yeah, yeah, yeah moment.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody do their body roll. Y'all better be fine.
Put it like chicken, 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 put it like chicken,
does.
What?
I'm thinking we should remake that song.
I love that song. I forgot how
much. I love it. I think we should remake it and remake it.
I do too.
Woo! I could just see that all live and stuff. That would just be so tight.
I'm living for y'all, honey. Because to hear you guys interact through this song, honey, and listening to it again after all this time, you know, I'm sitting over here, I'm living for you girls, honey. So, you know, let me go here because, okay, we were, you know, as we were talking about, you know, the whole idea behind, you know, Oaktown 357 coming into your own. And then at one point you started out being the shadow. And then
right.
the sun started shining brightly. And so then the forefront became the shadow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you girls were transitioning into your own and not becoming, you know, the female MC Hammer group. You know how back in the day, you know, everybody had their female equivalent, if you will.
Right, right.
And Oaktown 357 started to be the female equivalent of MC Hammer, but then you stepped out and you became Oaktown 357.
Right,
right.
When you girls were transitioning into that, the powers that be, okay, we talked briefly how, you know, it seemed as if and you know, energy was there to either sabotage it or to shut it down so that the truth of it would not see its light. When you girls started to see that or feel that energy, what did that do with the group itself? Because I can only imagine, you know, what that may have did to your psyche, to your spirit, to everything. What was that like for you?
Well, it was strange in the beginning transitioning from the backup dancer to being up front. And then being up front with a mic in your hand. Because, you know, we use our hands to dance. So now we got to be able to hold this mic. We got to hit it hard.
And
we got to step out of the shadow and step out of the shadow of this man.
Right, right.
So,
and definitely, like I said, not to take nothing away from him, we did look up to him as far as, you know, he's an entertainer and how he interacted with the crowd. So we took a lot of that when we stepped in the front because we knew the energy was there. And then all it took was for them to say, Lil P, Terrell T, Sweet LD. Then we forgot all about Hammer Who because it was us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like I said before, when we finally... Go ahead. Yeah, when I finally just kind of felt like he's not going to let this work. He's not going to let this work like we're going to want it to work. So that's kind of the feeling I started feeling and the psyche that I started living. Like, okay, how long is this going to last? When is this deal going to break? When are we going to get chopped anyway? Because, I mean, as we were dancers, I was already feeling that because nothing that they had said in the beginning had manifested.
Right.
But things were manifesting for him. Visually,
physically, everything
that was going on with him, you could see it was manifesting for him, but everything he told us in the beginning wasn't manifesting for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now, with 357, on the table,
yeah.
I was like, okay, how long is it going to take for this to manifest, and is it going to end up being like when we were the dancers? It's just a little thing to do for right now. I kind of just felt that, and I was like, and then we couldn't make any, you know, I don't mean to negate anything he did because grateful, I don't regret one day. I had a wonderful time through a whole lot of BS, but at the end of the day, we could never meet anybody. We could never make any connections, meaning we could never meet any other producers.
Nope.
Right.
That was not allowed.
That's what I was piecing together in my head. You was out of pocket networking.
So we did the show, we went to our rooms. That was as far as it went.
Okay.
He could be out there in the crowd and be out there, but as women, he made it feel like if you out there networking, all it is they want to sleep with you.
I saw the St. Louis Arches from my window. That's all I know about St. Louis.
Right. We didn't get a chance to move around.
Don't you make me holler.
It was always an ulterior motive. So if we was like, hey, let's go watch After 7 show. Oh, why y'all want to do that? Y'all trying to sleep with them? Why has it got to be that way? So let's go look at Guy's show.
Let's go watch Guy.
You know, we wanted to avoid it. We just went to our room. We performed with him. We went to our room. We didn't get a chance to network. So everybody used to be like, other artists, why y'all don't never hang out? And we looking like, uh-oh, is they finna say something? Looking around, you know, because we just didn't want to deal with the drama.
Dig in. Wow. That's deep.
I keep throwing this disclaimer out, Big Meech. We're not bitter. We don't regret it.
No.
We have no hate.
It was just the experience. Exactly.
And very grateful. Still very grateful for the experience. But man, just think if we would have been able to be like normal artists.
Right.
And see, but you know what? In all fairness.
Let me step in on that a little bit because the reality of it is, and this is a sad part of it, we were normal artists. This is how a lot of artists are treated.
I was just
going to
say that, right.
We are. This is how a lot of artists are treated. So when you say normal, the bad part is they come into this naive like we were, and they come into it trusting, and they have people talking to them, and that's when the industry becomes them. They don't set it up to where the industry is accommodating them. They make the industry that person, and that person cannot separate it, so they get lost. You see what I'm saying? And this is why you have people who are mistreated. Their funds are not there. They don't get royalties. They get no recognition. They can't make a comment. I mean, there's nothing there for them. So this was a normal situation, unfortunately. If we had been treated in an abnormal fashion, where somebody really cared about us and said, let's teach you the business, let us make you empowered, let us show you how to own yourself, you understand what I'm saying, and let you be successful, and that when you're successful, I'm successful because you guys, I brought you up. You see what I'm saying? So
it created
an opportunity for all of us. Whatever Hammer was doing, the reality of it was he had an idea. And he took that idea and he ran with it. And he was kind enough at the time, whatever his idea or motive was, he was kind enough to involve us in that. And he started out speaking, we are a team. And we came in on that team. Everybody committed and contributed as a team. That means that individually, what creative value we have, individually, whatever creative talent we have, it belonged to us. It belonged to Tabitha, what she did. It belonged to Phyllis, what she was able to do. It belonged to me, what I was able to do. He did not make, M-A-K-E, any of us. You understand what I'm saying? So we were in that environment, and we realized what else we had as entertainers and performers. And we started to nurture that. You understand what I'm saying? And unfortunately, whatever reason, he sought to compete with us. Now, that's what ended up happening. So had he decided to be an abnormal person and really commit to the fact that he said we are a team and we're going to work as a team and we're going to push you guys and I'm going to push myself and we're going to all be successful, then, yeah, we would be a lot mm-hmm. further. But he decided to be normal in the industry that makes normal people crazy. I'm sorry.
You got so, it. You showed it. Say it. You're right.
Normal
you're
people
right.
crazy.
You know,
girl,
that's
a powerful line right there, baby. Again, we got a caller.
Oh, we have a caller.
I'm going here. I'm going here to let's go here. 646-243. 646-243. You're dishing tea with Big Meech and Oaktown 357. Hey, caller.
Hey, Big Meech, this is Paris from Parisian Wine Productions.
Oh,
hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good. We're good,
fine.
Paris.
How
you doing?
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, I'm a big Oaktown 357 fan.
Uh-oh.
Like, I have everything that y'all have ever done. I have pictures. I have pictures from when y'all did the Apollo and everything. Video
really?
Tape, all of that. Yeah,
really?
So I'm a big fan. I remember y'all when y'all first came out, and I
thank
predicted
you.
In New York that you all were coming from up under hammer and y'all were going to do big things.
Wow.
So in saying that, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and say, okay,
oh.
if y'all want to do some music, let's get it popping.
Hey, you said let's get
y'all
it popping.
Y'all said y'all want somebody to throw y'all some tracks. Let's throw you some tracks. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, let's get it popping, and I'm ready. That's Sweet LD. I said I'm ready. That's
Double
what I
T.
said.
Double T is right there.
We ready.
I'm telling you, I would lay out. That would be the culmination of my career.
Uh-oh.
I could lay out and go for, oh, listen. If y'all do something with me, I could lay out.
You can what?
I could lay out. I could lay out and be good and happy. I can ask Jesus to call me right up to heaven's gate.
I heard
no, just that. I can just go and lay on out now.
Lay on out? Okay, I feel you on that one. I feel you. He sound like me with Prince. If Prince would have called me today and said he wanted to marry me, I had to leave my husband
laid
and
out.
My children. Lay on out. Lay
okay.
on out. That's it. I feel you on that, Paris. I feel you. Well, we have to work together. We have to work that out and make it do what it do. I'm serious.
Well,
we
yeah. Talk to Big Meech. Big Meech,
huh?
I just sent you an email.
Okay
good. Because I was going to say, with your permission, I will forward them your contact information. And then
yeah,
we'll
I just sent you an email with my new information.
Okay, lovely.
No
okay, perfect.
Okay,
well, girls. Okay, we're sound like we're in the studio. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I love it.
Okay.
From Parisian Wine Productions. I love it. Well, thank you, baby. I'm glad you were able to get through.
You're welcome.
Yeah, me too.
And Meech, I'll talk to you later.
You
okay.
the moment.
Me too.
Okay,
all
baby.
Right.
All right. We'll talk to you
all right.
soon.
Love
you
okay. okay, you got to love it.
Don't be laying
it,
out
Annie.
For
just
nobody else.
It.
Just us.
Okay. Hey, God is grand. We have another call. I'm going here. This is 248-906. 248-906. Hello, caller. You're on there dishing tea, darling. With Big Meech and
hello,
Oaktown
hello.
357. Hey.
Yes. I just want to say you ladies are really dishing tea today, let me tell you. I just want to really commend you guys on really keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
And letting everybody know, you know, what your experience was, because, you know, a lot of times I think people are getting left behind. They aren't getting the recognition that they really
mm-hmm.
should have gotten, you know.
Right.
And I think part of that, though, is because the individual is also trying to build an empire. You know, that's how
yes.
they build
yes.
their empires. You know, they
right.
have to have some, you know, but always remember this, you know, he chose you. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Right.
So that was something within you.
Mm-hmm.
And you always
mm-hmm.
have that and be blessed with that. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Thank
you.
For keeping it real.
Okay. Bye-bye. Husband player.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
we're going to keep it 100. We're going to keep it 100.
It doesn't work if you don't.
No, the thing is,
you know,
this is the reality of it, Big Meech, and I was telling P this earlier, is that if you don't understand that whole situation back then you can't move forward. So if you still sit in it and you're bitter, if you're still sitting in it and you're angry, or if you're still sitting in it and you're confused, you cannot move forward. So we, even in moving forward, we have to understand what his motive was. We have to understand what he was up against and what he was dealing with. And I'm speaking about Hammer. We have to understand
right.
that.
Okay.
We have to let him go. We have to let him own that, because that's his business. You understand what I'm saying? We also have to own what we did in that situation. We were all at that time young, but in our own way, adults. So whatever decisions
mm-hmm.
and actions we took at that time, we also have to own what we may have done to contribute to that. Now, our intentions, I can speak for all three of us. Our intentions were to work hard, and our intentions were to be a team. So we committed to that in that way. We had no intentions to just allow somebody to mislead us. We had no idea that that's
mm-hmm.
what was even going on. And then when Phyllis caught a clue, we was a little late. Me and Tab was a little late. We was a little late, and we thought that we was going, you know, we thought we was going to fight through this.
We were going to make sure that he was being, you know, we just really didn't want to believe that somebody would do that to you.
Exactly.
It's almost like
especially someone,
an older cousin,
had been
that
you
really
loyal
trusted,
to.
And you like, hey, I started with you, and I can see you
yes.
going up. You
yes.
said
yes.
I was going to come up, but I'm not
yes.
climbing that ladder as fast as you are, and now
right.
I'm at the bottom, and you just kind of kick me to the side.
He on the other side of the ladder
up.
Coming down.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh,
and it's like,
okay,
I just
wow.
wanted to make it. And it's almost like we still wanted to, you know, me and Duana still wanted to say, okay, we can show you. We can show
exactly.
you that we can be here.
Exactly.
We can commit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we, you know, we turn in these numbers and people are requesting it. So we think in
yeah.
our mind, we're showing them. And they
mm-hmm.
still going
right.
back. And it
yeah.
wasn't there. And we still like, man, what else could we do besides, you know,
mm-hmm.
lay out in the street? But we still,
what his parents said, lay out for you.
He said he gonna lay out
you know,
for you. Yeah, that's about all we could do. Yeah,
we still
but
believe
that's what
that
it was.
We
gonna leave.
Laid out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still believe that they was gonna take care of us, and when
yeah.
it came down to the bottom line, and things were done.
Yeah,
they did it so cold that brought us in the studio. Okay, your contract is over. Here's some money. See you around. What?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Can we, Phyllis, you didn't know about that.
Yeah,
you told me. Now,
yeah, I told you, yeah.
When you leave one label, you know, you shop around to the next label. You know, that wasn't even a thought brought to us. Like, hey, okay, Capitol was kind of done with it. Let's try to shop around. None of that was done. It was.
But that's where those connections
over,
I was trying to make a long time ago.
You're done.
Exactly. Right. Right.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't never looked back.
Mm.
I cannot say personally that I've actually spoken to this man in over 15, 20 years.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
and this is something
I got you on that one, because I spoke to him for the first time. I spoke to Hammer in July 29, which is my birthday. I spoke to him this year on my birthday for the first time in 25 years.
There's no contact, and I'm hearing
yeah.
you on the radio with all these interviews. Everybody's like, hey, well, what's up with Oak Town? How's the girl? Oh, they're fine. I talked to him. I'm like, man, really? You got a new girl or something that I don't know about that, you know, 25-7? Because, brother,
that's
you
that
don't
kinetic
talk
energy,
to me.
Girl. That's that kinetic energy.
You know, I'm like, wow, you know, you really, you know, and it's like, hey, my hat's off to you. You're still doing your thing. That's good and everything, but we still could have been around. We still could have made our own way. You know, you gave me the opportunity. Let me make some money. Let me make you some money.
Right.
So let's get
exactly.
it. Let's get it
okay.
But it's like,
well, I spoke
no,
to him in 2005.
Hmm?
Yeah.
I spoke to him in 2005. He happened to be here in Houston at a club that I was at, and that was when he was promoting his gangster rap with the headbands around and the brown and whatever.
Ah.
So I went over to him at the club, and I said, so what, you following me now?
Wow.
And he said, Pete, what you doing here? I said, I live here. I think you following me.
But you figured with how we came up together that at least let me reach out to y'all. Hey, how y'all doing? I ain't saying, you know, we got to be the best of friends, which we should be. you should be able to call and say, hey, how's everything going? But you just kind of shut it off to the point that, you know, me and Duana were in the studio. He didn't even come in when they let us go. When me and Duana walked out looking at each other like, damn, what just happened? He drove away and didn't even look back.
Wow.
Well, I'm like, wow. And I'm like, it's just like that. I tried to reach out to him, and I sent him an invitation for my wedding. Never showed. Never showed. That's the last time I tried to reach out to his brother. And I'm like, hey, I'm cool. And he never talked to none of them since. And I'm like, you know, as long as me, Lil P, and Duana, we still connected, you gave me that. You gave me my sisters.
What you feeling, Big Meat? That's what Kiki she is right there. If you don't do nothing else, you done enough.
And ain't done nothing else. You done done enough. That's what I can say for me has been a blessing, is that through all of this, I can't be bitter, because I have earned a sister out of Tabitha, and I have earned a sister out of Lil P, and Phyllis. We can call it, like, Tab, no, and don't forget, Tab, I'm going to call you, okay?
You're in trouble.
But, you know, we can talk to each other like that. You know, we can call each other and fuss, or we can call and check in, you know, Tab is slow, yes. But, you know, we love each other in a way that was established then, because we fought. We saw that fight and we fought. And we knew in that situation how we could fight. You understand? So you know how you're thrown in something and say, let's see what you're going to do? We saw ourselves evolve in that. And we understood how we were and with each other and without each other. So, yeah, we have become family because of that situation.
Right.
To me, that's the blessing.
All right.
What I learned, that's the blessing,
all
is
right.
coming out with them and then knowing who I am as a creative person. I learned a lot, too, about that. So, you know, there was a blessing in it.
Let me ask this here, because, you know, P, when you left, the creative decision was, to remake or remix or however they did, Juicy, Got You Crazy. What were your feelings on that when they decided to redo that and then bring in B. Angie B. on that? And then for Duana, now known as Suhaila, I'll get to that in a minute.
Thank you. And Patty, what was that
energy like for you to go back in there and then, you know, to rework a creation where your sister was already there, and then the power that be said, no, we're going to do a different thing with this? What was that whole energy like?
I think for me it was a little confusing because we didn't know who was going to take the lead. I don't remember us discussing who was going to then do the lead vocals, and then it was like final. To me it made it seem like it was final that she wasn't coming back. It was a couple of things going on. It was like, okay, one, I think they were surprised that we had such a reception to let's do another single. You see what I'm saying? So I think that was the number one thing. It was surprised that did so well. Now we're in a position to do another single. What's the next single going to be? It's going to be Juicy. Okay, well, we're going to fix that because it's got P's vocals, and she's not coming back. So that was like final. Like, wow, she's not coming back? Okay, what are we supposed to do? So it was like, we're going to go and remake the song. And we're going to have Angie do, you know, the hook or whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But then me and Tab is like, well, who's supposed to, you know, redo this? And it was just, it was like a little nerve-wracking for us because then the dynamics are changing. We don't have P.
Sorry.
You know what I'm
saying? Sorry.
We redid it on the tour bus. Yeah, exactly. We did. We redid it on the tour bus.
You guys got to do this. You know, you guys got to do the single over. You know, the record label needs it now. So this is how it's going to be.
Yeah. And now, and let me just piggyback off of what Tab just said. That last sentence you just said, Tab, this is how it's going to be. Okay, Big Meech, just understand that just became the umbrella as to how everything we did was dealt with. No questions asked. No setup for nothing.
I smell
this
a song coming
be.
On. I smell a song called
be.
This
there
is how it's going to be.
Write that down, babe. Write that down.
I got it.
I'm writing
it down right now.
This is how it's going to be. Okay. Oh, wait. And the other one that Paris said, I'm just going to lay out. What do you say?
Lay it out. I'm just going to lay
it
out.
I'm going to lay on out. There you go. Lay on out. So we got two. But, yeah, that was the umbrella of how everything that was put to me and Tab, that's how it was put to us. This is how it's going to be.
It was also put either do it this way or you go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
There you
that
go.
That was our option. Either
you
do it this way or go home.
Look, that was from the jump. When it came from the
team, we just sit here and laugh about it.
Because it's funny now. It's like,
it is
funny. You know what I'm saying? It's funny now. But, yeah, that was the umbrella. This is how it's going to be. It either you do it or you go home. That's how
right.
things were put to us. So we had to record it. We had to redo Juicy.
Of course.
And we had to
you love what you're doing.
No, but we was on the road. How are we going to go home? And we on the road. We on tour. I mean, you know, like, dude, you going to kick us off the bus? For real?
Like,
you know, so.
You going to get some poster for me?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how it was. And then the video came up. You know, it was just like, this is how it's going to be. And then as we were doing that, he's like, well, I need dancers, so I got to take y'all dancers, and y'all need to get y'all some dancers. In the meantime, I got some new dancers. Y'all train my dancers. Yeah. In the meantime, I got some new dancers. I'm getting ready to audition dancers. When I get the dancers, y'all train my dancers. And then he gets his dancers, takes our dancers, tell us we got to find new dancers, and tell us y'all can't dance. Y'all dancers ain't no good. I mean, it was just so. It was hilarious. So, I mean, now I can sit back and laugh at it, but. I mean, to really think about it, I've heard stories about Prince. I've heard stories about, James Brown.
Yeah, they
I've heard
say Luther was
about,
typical like that, yeah.
Okay, and I've heard stories about Anita
Rick
Baker.
James.
And, James. And it's one more that's, Maxwell. And it's like when these people are, when they're like creative, anally creative people, or they just have this major idea, they don't really care about nobody else in that circle. The person in that circle has to get with their program or get out, you know. So there's some positivity to that, in that machine is so intense, it's going to produce something that's fabulous. But you have to also be careful about those people in the circle. If they're fragile people, you can break somebody in that, and they will
exactly.
they might not ever recover. So that's why I'm saying, when you come into this situation, you have to know who you are from jump, so that you can understand what
right.
you're getting into and maintain yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's
right.
what Phyllis did. She was like, I'm maintaining myself because y'all ain't about to break me down like this. I'm out. And me and Chad was like, well, he ain't finna break us. We about to fight. You know what I'm saying? Man.
And you know what? Looking at the Turn It Up video.
Ooh,
That video there, y'all
yeah.
look like y'all came out for battle. Y'all hit that with everything in your face.
Yeah.
And
tell them
right
how mad we
there.
Was. Tell them how mad we was,
okay.
Tab, about that video. Tell them, Tab, what happened with that.
With the Turn It Up? Oh, Lord.
Tell them what happened with that.
That's a whole nother session.
Look. Fred was supposed to direct that. Fred Brooks was supposed to be the producer and director of that video. So, Black Magic. First of all, Big Meech, before we even got to filming the Turn It Up video, the song was fire already. The song was hot, and we loved
right.
it. They wanted to tell us that the video concept was not going to have us dancing. That's number one. Then they turned around and said, okay, yeah. Then they turned around and said, well, y'all can have a dance. And it's got to be fly, whatever. They kept coming with all this stuff. So we come up with some because we were tired of being toyed with. So we was like, it's got to be
right.
fire. It's got to be fabulous. We get to the shoot, and Craig said, we ain't got time to do no dance segment. He tried to take it out that day.
Wow.
Well,
baby,
those are the things
everything
I didn't know.
Everything in that video, honey, y'all come out like troopers. And see, I always say Wonder Woman, and see, I am Wonder Woman. So whenever it's time to battle, I say it's bullets and bracelets time. Because,
hey,
baby,
bullets
y'all
and bracelets.
Came out there Well, it's important to embrace all this shit. You better understand.
I'm going to have to go on and snatch that one.
I like that one. Bullets and bracelets, okay?
Bullets and bracelets, baby. That's it.
Okay, Blanche.
Blanche. Blanche.
Okay.
Girl, look, I'm telling you. Yeah, so Turn It Up was fire for us because there was a whole lot of stuff going on behind the scenes on that one.
Phyllis.
Yes.
When all of this was taking place, and you saw your sisters, you know, pressing forth, and I'm sure that you was in contact or whatever. What was going on in your mind at that particular time, or were you in constant prayer, like, I hope these girls get the light, Lord, shine brightly?
I was really proud of them for sticking in there because I knew how hard that had to be. But I was still being sequestered by MC Hammer's bodyguard, who I had married.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
So I had no contact still with anyone.
Shut up, girl.
I was sequestered for 2 years. I was sequestered for 2 to 3 years. That's how long I married. Yeah. So I still had no contact with anyone.
Mm-mm.
So after my marriage ended, I couldn't find anybody. I had no idea where anybody was. Didn't have any contacts. And this is why when I figured out that we weren't able to meet anybody or make any contacts, this is when you would need those kind of things. So
when we weren't able to make contacts
or network with anybody, I mean, who was I going to call? Nobody knew me. Nobody could talk to me. They didn't ever, spoken to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, see, that's not right.
But see, that's career assassination, a spiritual assassination.
Mm-hmm.
See, Michi say, Cosby, Hollywood is the devil.
Okay, fuck we. Say that again, Blanche.
Michi said that Cosby, honey.
I'm telling you, yeah.
I was at home watching my girls on the TV, doing a little dance to Turn It Up myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love that video. I do love the video, though.
Oh, that video. Baby, listen.
From the
outfits and everything, the whole just the whole entire look, you know, the dancing was hot. The song is fire anyway because you can play that at the club now and can still turn it.
Wow! Now these
young kids don't know nothing about that old school like that, but you can play that at a girl. You better understand my old 40-year-old ass
cardio.
Is out there
pure cardio.
Okay.
Look, what does Michi say? He said, "You hear me? You hear me?" That's Michi.
Okay.
You hear me? You hear me? Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then let me take this call because I think this is Michi right here. Come on in here, child. Come on, Michi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Michi.
I just have one question to ask.
Do you hear me?
Girl, do you hear me? Let me say this to Tab, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did that hurt? Because, I mean,
no.
You were dancing your behind off. I'm like, this girl mean this?
Yeah.
And LD had a little booty short jumpsuit and her hair was slick. Baby, let's go. Let's talk about it. Where did this choreography come up and the whole little, the line thing, the part in the breakdown with the chain reaction of
the
routine, we went into hiding
to do that. We went into hiding because we kept getting ridiculed about our routine. So we went into hiding. We got the dancers. They were lovely. And most of them were like, you know, top lock me and say, hey, well, let's do this. So nobody seen it until the day of the shoot.
Yeah.
And after that, we couldn't believe it because we were on a mission.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the studio
Secret
was locked down. We went into the studio, and it was a long conversation. I remember talking to the dancers and telling them, you know, they're coming at us a little hard, and I don't know. I didn't know where it was coming from. I really did not understand why all of a sudden – there was this big, like, campaign. This is like, y'all ain't about nothing, and
y'all
dancers ain't this, and y'all this and that, and so on and so forth. So it was just like a side, you know, what do you call that? You know, like you get hit from the side. A blind, so you got blindsided. Is what it was. Yeah, so me
got,
and Tab,
you got thrown a monkey wrench. You was getting thrown a monkey
wrench. We have recorded the album. They had told us that the single was going to be Turn It Up. It was doing well, da-da-da-da. So we was like, okay. And they said, you know, your video shoot's coming up. And they had the treatment for the video already. They already knew what the concept was going to be. We just needed to come up with the choreography. But it was like in the interim of all that being set up, there just became this constant barrage of negativity. And I was like, what is going on? So I looked at Tab. I was like, we got to do something. Something got to be done about this.
We held an audition. Because, you know, we needed to get dancers, and we, you know, handpicked all the dancers. And then it was a problem with our dancers. Oh, y'all picked some whack dancers.
Y'all don't know
what we could do.
Never bet.
Actually, our dancers then started becoming our soldiers because they started getting pissed.
Yep.
So we all went in there, and nobody could come in the studio, and we created that, and I love it to this day.
Yeah, to this day.
Yeah,
I
that's crazy.
But the secret was, though,
then turn it up,
this is what I think.
Baby.
When we got to the video shoot, they told us we were doing the dances. This is what we had started out performing and doing some of the choreography. Well, Craig stopped the shoot and said we didn't have time to do a dance segment. I remember that, Tab, and we had to get on that phone and was like, no, because we worked hard and this is going to be – there was an argument. So that whole day was like, you know what, this fool is about to get hurt. Our attitude was just like, you know, I'm about to get hurt. So we got up there, and they put them – once they decided, well, yeah, let us do – I'm telling you, it was like straight sabotage.
Yeah, let them do
once
it.
Once they
we'll
decided.
See what they come up with.
Yeah, yeah. And we got up there and
told
that mess up.
Whatever they did,
up.
it show worked out for y'all because that looked
good.
Yeah,
because I saw Tab's move, and I was like, you all right? where did that from? You all right? You know, dude, it was on. Tab wasn't playing. He was like, I'm finna let y'all know. Yeah.
I'll take my hat off to you ladies, because baby, that video is the greatest female video, rap video of all time, honey.
Look.
And I have seen female, I love female rappers, but it's like, honey, that video right there, you can't deny that video.
They're going to fight you, Michi. They're going to fight you.
Baby, good. Hey, come on, I got one good video left for anybody.
What you say, bullets and
bulletin bracelets. Bulletin bracelets.
You better.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, so we did. We had a good time with that. We were really proud with how it came out. We were really proud with how that came out.
So who decided for Tata Vega to sing the hook?
It was a combination of Tata Vega and Tracy Anderson. But I can't remember how Tata Vega came into play. I don't remember how she came in. Tab, you remember that?
Really? Because at that time, Tata was into gospel music and stuff at that particular point in her career. So for her to come back out and do that hook, baby.
It was tough.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
it was that in the producer, you know, some of the producers and, you know, Steph Johnson and all of them. It was phenomenal that they even got her. And I was like, after she did it, I couldn't even believe it.
I know.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, I was
maybe
loving
she was
her.
Singing,
I mean,
honey.
Was from
okay.
Her that day.
She came from, she was coming from his mouth wrong, baby.
And the Feel It treatment. Let's talk about the Feel It treatment song and the video about that. What became of that? What happened?
Go Tappy.
Or what didn't happen?
One of them things that one of them things that, okay, we're going to put y'all on the shelf. See you later. Bye-bye. After we did that. It was like, okay, we got this new thing. Let's do this new single. Let's promote it. And that's when they brought Treasure in to, you know, like be a little a guest appearance because she was one of, you know, Hammer's other artists. Let's all support each other. We'll be on each other's stuff to, you know, bring each other up. And that's how we were supposed to do. So Daryl Horton was the director on that video. The treatment, I think Daryl came up with part of that treatment, didn't he, Duana?
Yeah, he did, but I'm not sure how the concept for the whole song came up. I'm not sure why they decided we would take that direction. But again, it was under that umbrella of this is how it's going to be.
This is how it's going to be.
Because they had gotten some stuff from Fila and, you know, wanted to promote it. So they definitely, had got this. That's why we had most of the gear from Fila because they, you know, got some stuff for the video and they was kind of excited about
all that stuff. Yeah.
And then when it got ready to be out, then we got some walking papers. So it's like, wow. At least I got some fila I can leave in, you know, because
I'm like, well, damn.
You got a new tattoo, so I'm looking at you like, what?
You know, with my paper walking, baby, these filas were made for walking.
For walking. They gave me tennis shoes, and they was like, hey. And, you know, looking back, I'm like, hey, can I get some, you know, grease with that walking paper? You know, that.
Okay.
They gave us the fila treatment, okay? They had us do the video and then gave us the fila treatment, But, yeah, it was. That was an interesting change, too, from dancing and, you know, rapping and all this high energy stuff. Now we talking all hard, and it's got this New York flavor where we looking like, you know, we from the East Coast and baggy clothes, and you know, so we went all the way from, you know, the feminine,
one extreme,
sexy, high energy dance to, you know, we got on baggy clothes and the braids and all this whole look.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Oh, back like school days and all that.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know.
Yep.
Wow. So what's going on now with all of you? Like, what are you doing individually? Like, are you guys, like, you guys have businesses and writing and more songs? What's going on, buddy? What's going on, booties? Let's talk.
Well, as
okay,
we speak right now, when,
yeah, let's
as we speak
go.
Right
go
now, Lil P is sitting in her office. I own a medical supply company. That's why I've been zoning out a little bit. I have to answer my phone. I own a medical supply company in Houston, so that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to five. Tabs.
I'm here in the AZ chilling.
Come on.
Just raising my two little soldiers and, you know, working for the man again, you know.
For the man. He's crazy.
Come on, man.
Not for long, baby. Not for long.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just loving life. Just loving life.
Oh. And, you know, I'm always on your Facebook page. You know, I'm looking at, I'm like, look at her little boy looking just like her.
Just like her.
Yeah, that's my little soldiers.
Just like her.
Seven. Suela.
Yes. Okay.
I can read us and read this, honey. Got a new name and a whole little new look. Let's go.
What I'm talking about.
I love you, VT, I do. Yes, Suhaila has been redid, okay?
Yeah.
So, I am in Texas. I'm close to P. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, and I am Muslim, so I did change my name. It is Suhaila Sabir now. And Suhaila means fluent and graceful. Sabir means one who is patient, so that's my name. And that's what I strive to live up to. I am raising my two soldiers, who are the youngest of three. My oldest is 25, and these two are 8 and 6. So I'm raising them. I'm homeschooling them. I work from home. And in the meantime, I am in the midst of trying to nurture the resurgence of O-Town 357 and Sweet LD and, you know, Terrible T and Lil P and see what we can get into. So when Tabitha mentions, you know, reality shows and, you know, the book information or whatever, you know, those are things that I'm actually trying to help, you know, manifest right now. So to bring Tabitha up to speed, because I'm not sure she knows, there was a mention from a viewer of the Monique show that she have an old school female hip hop show and that she bring on O-Town 357. So I've actually commented or responded to that suggestion, and hopefully they will get in touch with us. But we need to be getting ready to possibly be on the Monique show. That's my whole thing right there. To be on the Monique show now.
Let me pull out my
that,
spandex and my patent leather shoes.
You hear me?
Say,
yeah, go take them to the baseball, honey. Watch them out.
Prior to all of that, I've already been in the Bay Area with James Early, and James Early is a producer, was the one that produced a lot of the music that we did on the first album and the second album and BNGV stuff and One Cause, One Effect. So I went to the Bay Area in October, and then we actually recorded the song. So the song is partially recorded, and it's called Make Your Body Move, and it's waiting for Tab and Phyllis to lay their lyrics. So it's a lot of stuff I'm doing because I'm just a little bit more mobile than the two of them. to just kind of lay a nice foundation and get things going. So, you know, when it's really in full bloom, we can all just get on board and roll with it.
Come on, Tab.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Girl.
I didn't want to leave my women.
Nobody put that out
there. I didn't want to leave my two children either.
What'd you say?
I have two children. I have two children here in Texas I'm raising, even though one of them is 20 and one of them is 15. Yeah, I have a 20-year-old daughter and a 50-year-old son.
You and your daughter are twins, baby.
Yeah, go check out my Facebook page because my daughter, they make these videos on my face, and they tag them to my Facebook page, and they will have you dying laughing if you're having a bad day.
Okay.
You better say that.
They are hilarious. Do you hear me? They are funny. I'm telling you, they're hilarious. But, yeah, that's what we've been doing. So I'm just, you know, keeping Tab. I'm going to call you, Tab, right? You remember? I'm going to call you. I'm calling Tab. For you.
Okay.
I got to make sure she don't forget.
You have been born, Tab. You have been born.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So this
I'm real
is
good
what,
at it. So some days I get on there and I be with one of like, every day.
Y'all
said you won't hear from me about a month.
You're
like,
okay. Another thing I want to say to y'all is that there's a lot of artists who have Facebook pages, and you leave them a message, and they will not respond. They don't say anything, or they'll just put like, oh, well, thank you. And it's like, okay, I just damn near gave you my whole, you know, I just gave my life about you, girl. And you're going to say, oh, thank you. Oh, I want to say I love you, ladies, because you will reply. You just don't say thank you. You go right into it. You give us the tea. You lay it down. You do respond within 5 minutes. And I do love it.
Aww.
And I want to commend y'all on that. And Tab.
I got to get
Tab, that. I ain't playing. When I send an email up there, I better hear something from you. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. It's like,
I was harassed by James Early, and I was harassed by my oldest son. Now, my oldest is into all of that stuff. He has the Twitter and the MySpace and the Facebook and the whatever. He has all that stuff. So he was telling me, you know, in the YouTube, he got all that. So, you know, he kind of hooked me up with some of those things. But I told Tab that if we're going to start, you know, entertaining, even doing any of this stuff, we have to be accessible to the fans. So I said, get your Facebook page, and then I'll do one, a fan page for us on Facebook. And then I started, what I was surprised was that people were actually asking questions. So I felt like
nobody would answer.
The only thing I ran into one time was there was a person who said I was a fake. And so he sent me an email, and he said, I ought to be ashamed. He said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself to impersonate these iconic, legendary women of the hip-hop industry. This is such an insult to them. He sent me this whole big old email and called me. The title of the email was fake. And I was like, okay, what is going on? So I read the whole email, and I was like, no, this fool did not. Okay, wait. So I emailed him back. I said, look, I'm not sure if you even know who you are, but I know who I am. So unless you ask me and clarify and really found out for yourself, don't tell me I'm a fake. You know what I'm saying? And I told him he better be glad that I didn't go off on him, because I could have went, you know, really nasty.
Wow. Bro,
and he just apologized.
Okay. You could have brought Duana back.
There you go. Okay, because she ain't gone. She ain't gone. We don't know. I don't know. Okay, so yeah, he's really nice now. He's really nice. But yeah, he called me a fake because he thought I was somebody on there impersonating us and speaking for us. And it wasn't me. Yeah.
Okay, press pause for just a second, because this hour and a half has gone by. We are down, like, my counter is, like, the last 40 seconds. And I want to say, I know, I told you it was going to go. But before everybody who's listening by computer, within the next 30 seconds, this thing is going to cut you off. If you're on the phone, you're going to be able to hear everything. And what you don't hear, you will catch everything in the archives. And you can tell your friends who missed it live. I'm going to post it on the Facebook pages, on everybody's pages, so you guys can go back and you can get it. You can download it to your iTunes and all that stuff and other. But I want to say thank you on the air to iconic women, honey, who are the foundation of female hip-hop and all that we know. So thank you, girls, for coming and dishing your tea with me, honey. It is such a joy. It has been a privilege. It has been my pleasure for you to come up and dish your tea and keep it real with all of us and to understand. Okay.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you, Big Meechie. Thank you, Meechie, for even allowing us to do this.
Bless y'all.
And thank you, Phyllis and Tab, for coming. Thank you, guys. I love y'all.
Anytime. Oh, honey, now let everybody know, on Facebook there is a fan page, Oaktown 357.
Yes, yes.
You can go
www.
there. Do you guys
there
have
you
anything
go.
You're promoting?
Not right at this moment. We're still working on that.
Phyllis, what about your medical supply company? Because, girl, now you know we need to talk for real. Okay,
yeah.
I need a new CPAP. I need a new damn... Shit, I need some bandages or some tape.
Oh, you need a clean No, I will call her and get... Is she there, Phyllis? Uh-oh, did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
We may have.
Yeah, we might have lost
her.
Yeah, but I'll call her. You can call. You know how to get in touch with her now and tell her what you need. We'll make it happen.
I got it, baby. Yeah.
Yes. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Oh, she
thank
is calling
so
the other line. She did. She lost you. We lost her because she's calling me on the other line. We lost her.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, with that, because everybody got their children and things, and it is 2:30, and I still got to go to the donut factory, honey.
She mad because she said she got disconnected, you guys, but she loves y'all.
You know what? I do apologize.
Love you too,
Lee. Yes, honey. You know, sometimes Blog Talk does what it does, child. But I told her, I said, we're going to thank her for coming on in and doing her thing. And I wish you girls the success. Paris has already texted me twice. He's working on text as we speak. And he's going to work
sure
on the bulletin
board. Make sure we get his information. Yeah, make sure
I'm
we get his information so we can move on forward. Yes, okay. And that's what we're going to promote. We're just going to promote the fact that we'll be back out and we're going to give our fans something to love. That's what we're going to say.
Yeah, oh,
and look for us on the Monique Show. Look.
Look
for our reality show. We'll figure it out, but it's gonna be done. You know, with God's
call,
yeah,
it out. Dig
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Well, darlings, you girls have a wonderful, happy, blessed, prosperous, stupendous day. Live in your authentic effervescence, honey.
All right.
And yes, and then tell everybody, honey, you have been doing what? You've been dishing tea, darling, with Big Me Dad. And you have been dishing tea.
Dishing it, baby.
With Big Me.
All right, Big Me, we love you. All right.
Okay, we love you back.
Love you. You hear me?
Okay, bye. Oh, baby, Oaktown 357. Okay, can you stand it? Can you damn stand it? Oh, Lord, it's been just a joy. It has been beautiful. It has been wonderful. It has been everything. And honey, those girls came cooking, baby. They came dishing some real tea, honey. They came dishing all of their tea. And that there is, you know, it does my heart joy. And I want y'all to hear it here, honey. You heard creativity in the process right here. You heard it. It's real. It's wonderful. It is lovely. And we're looking forward to the new album, honey, Bullets and Bracelets. Okay. I love it. Oh, I told you I had a couple of announcements, honey. I want you to save your dates. The Big Brothers Network is sponsoring. Honey, it's called In the Thick of the Night. This is the Spring Fling Weekend that's going to be March 25th through the 28th in lovely Orlando, Florida. This is for all my brothers, honey, of size. The big boys are coming to invade Orlando at the illustrious, honey, the Parliament House down in Orlando, Florida. For more information, for your registration fees and carrying on, please register because the rooms are going fast. You can go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. And find out more information. Again, that's www.bigbrothersnetwork, BIGBROTHAS, network.com. For information on that. Also, December 2nd, we want you to come. If you're in the Detroit area, we want you to come on down to Manila Bay Cafe at 4731 Grand River, starting from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. There's a $10 cover. We're going to take time out there, and it's going to be a lovely art show and an evening of jazz and poetry and all of that. It's going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I want you guys to come on down there. Also, you might find some things for your early Christmas shopping. And then for those of you who still, again, in the Detroit area, June 4th, 2011, the five more artists, an evening of jazz, theater, and art will be up and running in the Detroit area, honey, at the Samaritan Center. For more information on that, or if you are a prospective artist and would like to have more information on showcasing your work, please contact Pharaoh's Treasure Box at 248-688-5178 or 5179. That's 248-688-5178 or 5179. This has been a glorious, glorious time, honey, and I thank you all for coming on out. I thank you for dishing your tea, darling. So at this particular point, honey, if you love me, tell a friend. If you hated me, tell an enemy. But believe me, truly, when I tell you, this thing will go forth. So the crumpets have been eating because the tea has been dished, and these you have been dishing tea with Big Meats, darling. So with that, I'll join you next week. Next week, we're going to have actor, director, producer, honey, this man has been in everything. Mr. Clifton Powell is going to be my guest next week. So come on back, and we're going to have a child. It's going to be 1010. So, darling, I thank you for your time and your consideration and your love and support. Until next week, baby, same bat time, same bat station. Talk with you soon. I love you. Good night.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.